minutes of the corrections been made on the 16th also, on the 16th and 17th of the BOE meeting?
Yes.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Uh-oh.
Motion carries.
What's going on? Should I start early?
They're going to approve the minutes.
Who made the second on that? Thank you.
All right.
Not even late, but still start with that.
Yeah. You
need to know that the chair has arrived.
Your first appointment is here. This is one of those.
Oh, did you approve them?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I read them last night and I approved them.
Yeah. All look good.
Domino, just to let you know that this is being recorded and it's running streaming live on the internet. Just to let you know that.
I'm going to make a motion to, on the one that was.
This is 600-0003?
0003, that we moved to commercial. Leave the value as set by all the other neighboring.
I second that.
You know what we're talking about?
Yeah, the one in Hilton?
Yes, sir. The neighboring values are 186, which is the same value. It just happened not to get changed to all commercial like all the other ones.
The appraised value would
stay the same.
The appraised value then would be $186,279.
Yes.
And what was it before?
$186,279, but $50,000 was commercial, $136,279 was residential.
And yes, we just move it all to commercial.
Correct.
Yes.
Which is what we have to.
We may have to, but I'll tell you, I'm not comfortable with it. This, I feel for this guy, and anyone like him down there, they've been taken. And have for us to say that's the true value of that property, I can't do it. I mean, they paid too much for it. That's their problem. They're going to lose.
But it's half of what he paid for.
It's half of what he paid for. He paid $329.
We're only appraising it at $186.
Now we are.
Okay, we've done enough. That's
all we're doing is changing it to commercial and leaving the value down there.
Reginally, I'll go with you. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Dave aye.
Jim aye.
Rose aye. 5-0. Okay, our first one scheduled here this morning. Is it Domino?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
50025.
Would you please come up to the podium and give us your feeling as to why you're making this appeal?
You had me appraised at probably about 325. I paid about $260 for the house 3 years ago, and I know it hasn't gone up since then. We have a house across the road, this one right here. Started out, it's been for sale for 2 years. We only have 8 houses on our road, 2 of them for sale. Both been for sale for 2 years. One's taking the sign down now, and the woods is taking the house back because they can't sell it. This one here is $269. It started at $475 2 years ago. It's 700 more square feet than mine. It has 2 more acres. And this is listed at $269. I offered him $250, and he said he'd probably accept it.
What's your
square
footage?
My house at $325,000.
What's your square footage on your house?
$3,500. And I know in the last year, prices have not gone up, so I don't know why it's gone up 2.5%. This house here has 700 more square feet than mine and 2 more acres. And built the same year as mine 3 years ago.
Okay, $250,000.
And I offered him $250,000, said he'd probably take it. And it looked like he had me list about $325,000.
You say, is your house for sale right now?
No, I'm just saying this.
Okay.
I just asked. According to this, it looks like it's $325,000 on the assessment.
$343,000.
$343,000, yeah. Uh-huh. I'd be glad to take $43,000 if you want to buy it.
Yeah.
Jim, do you have some comments on what's been done on it?
Nothing's been done in my house.
No, my a little bit of my concern is you purchased a house in 06.
Mm-hmm. We had it built.
You had it built.
Yeah, well, I did a lot of work on it myself.
I see. Can you tell me, is the $250,000 you've listed here as being kind of the bank loan against it or something?
There was no loan. I paid cash for it. I paid for my house.
I mean, how did? But you built it.
I had a contractor. I paid him weekly.
You say receipts.
Do you have documents of receipts?
I have stacks of receipts,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How much work did you do, if any?
I did all the painting. I did all the tile inside.
Were you the contractor as
no.
well?
No, I wasn't the contractor. Okay. We had a contractor.
Mm-hmm. In other words, the $250,000 or $260,000 is without your... It wouldn't be worth that unless you'd worked on it. Or if you'd have paid
yourself. That's what I paid him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd admit that before it cost you really more than $260,000. The time you put
it in. I painted probably another $10,000 painting, and tile works about another $10,000 of my own work.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have any. Another concern I have is, why haven't we heard from you before?
Why haven't you heard from me before?
Yes.
Well, I didn't think it was fair the first year I came here, but I've been in Missouri 3 years, so I didn't know how taxes worked here.
Well, that's okay.
First year you sent it out, and it said, I think it's probably the same price, maybe a little bit more, but like I said, I haven't been here more than 3 years.
I would not be opposed to dropping this house of some particular points we have put on. You guys, I don't believe have. Yeah, you've got this printout. If you'll go over to your printout of the assessor's office, we actually put some shape and design points on that. That's a very controversial issue of how to apply those. And if you'll go over, as we've graded it a C+, and we put 103 points, which is standard. But then we've come up with 148 points. I would not be objectable to dropping that 148 points down to, Kenny and I was talking, we thought it should have 10 instead of 25 plus points. So you would be dropping it by 15 points off of the 148 and then recalculating, but it's not going to get it. I'm looking to get it around $300,000 is where I wanted to see the house.
Okay, I was thinking 290.
So you're saying my house is worth more than this one? It has more acreage and more square footage, built at the same time?
I'm not looking at his house versus your house. I'm looking at the market value of your house.
Okay.
So many things are involved. Walk in, does the lady like the cabinets or does she not like the cabinets? Or does the lady like the upstairs? Well, I'm going to buy this house because, yes, it's an eye appeal house. I'm here trying to reach market value of your house.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that house needs to go up in value, but we've got to concern ourselves with yours since you're appealing to the board.
Okay.
What square foot, dollar square foot, do you have a...
His came in at $5,310. On the house, but by the dropping of those points, it's going to drop it down into the $48 or $49 range.
At 3,500 square feet.
No, we've got him at 3,126.
Okay.
As a base area.
Okay.
But the application of the basement being unfinished, a partial basement, and all of his side amenities, we've got him at 40.
No basement.
It is no basement.
No basement. Just have a garage. The garage is underneath the house.
Well, we call that a basement.
Oh, okay.
At a 0.4 instead of a 0.8 of a normal basement. Our adjusted area comes to 4806 on the house. That's consideration of wood decks, basement. We call it a 1.5 up. So the adjustment on it is not 3,500.
Well, the inside of the house is 3,500.
Right. So if we drop those points off, we're going to be looking at, I would assume, $48 or $9 a square foot to build the house.
So I'm bargaining.
But if you go by heated square foot, it's much more.
Right. It's very confusing when you try to compare the assessor's square foot cost to build versus a real estate agent's or anybody else's square foot to build. You could actually almost take that times 0.8 above that and say that is what it's costing to build, $76 or $77 a square foot, if you wanted to relate it back to the real estate.
Based on the 4806,
right.
At $50 a square foot would be $240,000. And then you add $44,000 for the land.
Yeah, and he's got a garage outlying, Dave.
Oh, separate garage?
Yeah.
There's a separate garage in addition to the basement garage?
It's a shop. It's not a garage, it's just a shop.
Just a shop. We just classify it as a garage.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to lower his appraised value to $292,000.
Is there a second?
And I'll tell you why I came up with that number. Assuming that 260 is what he 250 to 260 is what he built it for, $20,000 in his own labor, he got to about the 280 mark, and then 06 to 07 there was some appreciation in land values. And then nothing from that got me to about 292 is where I came to. That's about $8,000 lower than what James is saying. But that's where I came with my number. So.
That's quite a drop down from the 343. So there's not a second one.
I'm studying. Here,
what I'm trying to do some figuring here.
Chuck is cogitating, so
Jim, you said 260. Does that include the land?
Yes.
That includes the land. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it's right through that $20,000 in labor, and then do some appreciation because the market hasn't been down forever.
I would ask for you to reconsider and look at the $8,000 off standing garage.
Okay.
Well, if you take your $50 a square foot, it comes to 240. You put the land that you've got at 44. Actually, that if you do the ratio of it, that would drop. But even at the 44 is 285, and then you add the age 293. So, and as far as what Jim is saying, that's still isn't that coming in.
Well, see, what I thought he was considering was just the house and the lot as being worth 290 because that's what's on the other parcel. But there's a freestanding garage out there. I don't believe that Jim has taken it.
I didn't take it. There's a freestanding, a separate garage shop. Building out there, a shop out there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's...
It's about 200 square feet.
Was that in your 260 figure or built
mm-hmm.
afterwards?
No, I was in the whole thing, 260 figure.
I'll second your motion, Jim, if you're still comfortable with it.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Jim, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Danny, aye.
Dave, aye.
Bob, aye. 5-0, $292,000.
Sounds good.
All right.
Is that it?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Running a little early, is Mark Williams here? you just soon go ahead and get started?
Absolutely. 600, 16, 17, and 35 and 36.
We're talking about, right, 16, 17, 35, and 36.
We are streaming live online.
Thank you.
Is this the...
Which one are we going to start?
One's in 005. Is that our first one?
2-5.
Yeah, BOE number 1-6, so. Parcel number...
1-6 and 1-7 we're looking at first.
Okay.
We're going to start with 1-6 then? Good with that?
County Ridge Residences LLC. Now, where is this property?
Where's the property located? Yeah. It's on. It's in Branson, on right off of Highway 248, across from. Well, it's right next to the Midian Shrine building.
Oh, the Tri-Lakes Center.
Pardon me.
About the Tri-Lakes Center. Mm-hmm. Out there?
Yeah, across the street from the Tri-Lakes Center.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
You put on the property assessment sheet, the application, that you thought the opinion, your opinion of market value in 2009 was $948,543.
That is correct.
What is he assessed at?
816.
I mean appraised at. Is it just that 816?
Is that assessed value? I'm sorry. No?
393.
Which one of these are you on?
I guess I'm 1-6.
What is the?
Do we have the right paperwork?
Or am I just looking at something funny on this one?
On this one, I mean it's a I mean the appraisal is $3,000,003.
Yeah. The.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, up here.
All right.
There's improvements.
Gotcha.
Okay. We're looking at assessed.
Okay, I was looking at the wrong thing. Sorry about that.
You got assessed 642, 260?
Total assessed value, 816,180 is what I've got over here.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what we were looking at.
All right.
Okay.
Correct.
We're on the page now. And okay. What I had sent was... requesting that the assessed value be reduced to $180,223. And the reasoning, which I have a letter, I believe that hopefully all of you have, this property is Section 42, low-income housing tax credit property. It is rents are restricted by the state, what we can charge. I had submitted as part of my packet court cases from the... Maryville Properties cases? Yeah, the Maryville property. And then recent cases that the State Tax Commission has just ruled on was Lake of the Ozark Village. There is Holt Summit Square, which just came out, and the Callaway Village Apartments. And the State Tax Commission, in all of these cases, ruled that the income approach to the valuation on this type of property is a proper approach.
And they separate the low-income tax credits from the real estate because they're severable because technically, whether it's realistic or not, you can sell the low-income housing tax credits separate from the real estate itself. And then the real estate, whoever purchases the real estate separate from the tax credits, only has the value of the real estate, and they're stuck with whatever the decreased rents are. And that's how they figure it out of those
that is correct.
Out of those cases.
Okay.
And what I see is an income approach summary sheet, but I mean, obviously, we'd need let's put it this way: I'd need a lot more time to figure and look at it to see. I mean, when you go to the State Tax Commission, they have forms that you have to fill out right. that they need to check your figures and everything
right.
else. And
what I submitted to the BOE was the audit report done by a third-party CPA firm that verified what the income is. The property is stabilized. So as you look at the income approach, it's pretty difficult sometimes when you value property if your property isn't stabilized. I will tell you that because this is low-income housing, we are restricted who we can rent to. The rents that we can only charge, we have we have 60 units in this phase. We have two-bedroom, one-bath, three-bedroom, two-bath. The two-bedroom, one-bath can only rent for $410 a month. The three-bedroom, two-bath rents for $430 a month. The income that you have to have an income qualifier. People, and again, this is low-income housing, affordable housing. The total income that a person can make to rent this unit, one person can make $19,580. That's the maximum income they can make. If you have two people living in a unit, the total income in that unit can only be the total wages that a person or earnings that person can make is $22,380. It steps up if you have four people. Take a husband, wife, and two kids living in the unit. The maximum they can make is $27,600. When you look at this type of property, this is not... To appraise or value this property based upon a typical apartment or multifamily housing isn't right. The property can only produce so much income because you're restricted. The costs to operate this property are higher than a normal apartment project because of the restrictions we have, the reserves we have to keep.
How many years do you have to keep it?
15 years.
What's your cap rate?
Huh?
What's your cap rate that you're using?
Well, the cap rate I'm using, I'll tell you my background. I was a CPA tax partner with BKD for 20 years. So I did the calculation. I'm pretty comfortable with the calculation based upon the court cases. The cap rate that I used was, and in my letter, I believe I showed it, was 14.29%. When you calculate the cap rate, and what comes into effect is how much equity do you have in the project versus how much debt. Because the state only had so much funds, we have a lot of equity. We have low debt. Therefore, when you calculate the cap rate, you have to look at a return on your equity. If you read the cases that I presented, those cap rates are anywhere from 6.5% to 8%. The calculation that I did is a little over 14%. I also looked at the assessed value, and I know there's different counties, whether it's Camden County or wherever these other cases came from, but when you look at the assessed value per unit, none of them were any higher than I believe $4,000, $4,500 per unit. Well, if you took $5,000 a unit, assessed value, times 60 units, that would put my assessed value at $300,000 versus $800,000 and some thousand. What I want the BOE to understand is this. Valuing this as a
commercial
project, the taxes that we would pay on this project are between $650 to $700 a unit. That's almost 2 months of rent that I've got to collect, gross rent, just to pay the taxes. And another way of looking at it is this. If I went to the market and I wanted to sell this, which I can't, but if I wanted to, you're going to sell a stabilized property based upon the income flow.
You could sell it with tax credits, but again, the case is sever the tax credits from the real estate.
Well, the tax credits are an intangible anyway. If we sold the property, the tax credits go away. You can't. The tax credits have been sold. Okay?
Your tax credits have been sold.
Correct. The banks typically are the people that buy the tax credits. But you, as these cases, as Maryville showed, you don't take into account the tax credits when you're valuing the property. They're an intangible. They're not a tangible asset. If you have a property that's producing X dollars of income, and this property at one, we have 100% occupancy. We have a major need in this county for affordable housing. We're going to go through two more cases today that's exactly the same thing. If you can't operate based upon paying taxes at the commercial rate, we won't have affordable housing in this county if we do this. I mean, it would make no sense. So I want you to consider that. I want you to consider the court cases that support the income approach. I want you to also, in your own businesses, when you look at the income on a stabilized basis, and I will tell you, when I did this calculation, I did it in favor of the county based on we have 100% occupancy. We have a waiting list on our properties for people to get in here. Our numbers are based on 100% occupancy. If I have to go, or if I go to the state tax commission, I will get a vacancy factor of at least 7%, just based on normal, based upon normal occupancy when they calculate the income. I based my calculations to present to you based on 100% occupancy, and I took out the real estate taxes. So I showed cash flow before any real estate taxes with 100% occupancy.
You're asking for a 75% reduction over what,
absolutely,
over what the assessor has you assessed at. I understand everything you're saying about the Maryville properties cases, the cap rate, and the low-income housing tax credits.
Right.
What I would suggest, and I don't vote because I'm just the attorney for the board, what I would suggest is they look at the at your work in the income approach.
Right.
Look at it, analyze it, see what they think, and listen to the assessor and why he doesn't want to go with the Maryville properties cases, and decide what they're going to do. But I would suggest that they look at your work before they make a decision. But I understand completely what you're saying.
Can we ask James?
Well, excuse me for interrupting, but the numbers, the audit report was part of your packet. Mm-hmm. So from a calculation standpoint, you can go through those. And I am stating today that those numbers are based on a stable market with 100% occupancy.
Okay. Jim, you have a question?
I was just going to ask James. I mean, obviously there's previous legal cases that kind of set precedence. I was curious from the assessor, the reasoning.
Yeah, because I'm sitting over here I thought I had a little bit of this in the grasp, and now I'm totally confused. We keep talking about commercial property, and I don't think there's anything but a little bit of commercial land on all four projects that he's referring to. The assessor has not appraised this as commercial property.
The commercial was just saying that he's not doing this like a normal business on the rentals, okay? It's a low income versus a non low income. We're not saying that it's a commercial property to be valued at 32%.
Well, what I'm confused about too is I've never had a case come in at 25%. I don't believe you'll find that anywhere in the state of Missouri. where a case come in at 25%. The standard is, and we have had a case here last year, that we lowered to 46 or 47% of the actual value of the property as put on by the assessor. Now, we've come in here with 14% cap rates. I've never heard such a ridiculous statement. I'm starting to get upset over these cases, and I apologize. I have seen cap rates brought in here. My recommendation to this board is to allow me to hire an appraiser to come in and appraise these properties under the same matter, because I cannot relate to the numbers that's been expressed here before you today.
I think that'd be a great idea, honestly, to have an income capitalization approach done by someone, by the assessor, to duel with his and see what it says. But if you're not going to do that or provide for that time, then to review his would be the way to go. But anyway.
Jim, why is this one property here, roughly a third or fourth, considered commercial property, where the other parallel thing has been all moved to residential?
It's probably a mistake on our part.
That's correct.
And it may be a property at one point. This property was split from the Tri-Lakes Cathedral property that you keep talking about, opposite the road. At one point, there was storage units and a bunch of other commercial properties involved in this same piece. But with the platting and the splitting, maybe we did mess that up. I don't care to change that over immediately. That's not a problem. Unless we've got to find the storage units. Are they still on this property somewhere, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay, it's split off?
They're gone.
Okay. All right. That's probably a mistake.
So right in front of the $173,000 of commercial would go up to residential. Correct. So we're talking about a smaller figure to start with. But
right, that was part of my appeal also was the fact that there was some commercial here, which there is no commercial on that piece of ground.
And this board needs to understand about 49.9% of the assessors did not agree with the Maryville Properties case. The other 50 rolled over, and it was a settlement out to the Court of Appeals that we would do it that way. So,
now, if we were to go along with Jim's suggestion and give you time to develop an income type assessment, could that be done in still in time to come back to the
No,
liability?
This would be basically allowing them to go on to the state with this, and we would just present appraisal on that portion. And we actually have had several cases that these guys may not remember it, and they may not have been here. But we had White River Mountain subsidized housing project.
We had the one down on Old County Road last year.
We've had several of these come before, and it's going to become more and more. Bull Creek's coming with theirs, and so it's going to become prevalent. But it puts a tremendous burden.
We had one that came through last year that Mr. Strahan made the same argument that you let it go on to the State Tax Commission. And what ended up happening is they didn't fill out their forms correctly, and they lost. But they'll come back also. And
what about the one off of BB Highway that Carmichael built, the single-family home?
That's the one that came in at 48% of whatever the assessor had it on the books for. It didn't get into the income-producing side of the valuations.
But, James, you recognize the Maryville Properties cases and what they say. Whether you agree with them or not, you
That's
understand
right.
what they say.
You bet. I understand totally what they say. I think it's a shame.
But while you disagree with them, you understand that they are using the income
capitalization. I understand I have to abide by them, but I will tell you it is a shame.
And you don't like this one because it's using a 14% cap rate,
yes.
And you think that's too much, and you think 25% is way under what it ought to be from your assessment. You're talking about a 46 is what you were talking about on others, but you don't deny that it needs to come down if you follow the Maryville Properties
That's
cases.
Correct. And the cap rate, I understand how he got it to the 14% by selling off the tax credits, which normal apartment complex cap rates run, he said here today, 6 to 8 to 10%. I've never seen a 14 in any appraisal we've got in.
If I may say, there is the state has a calculation to go through when you do the cap rate. The cap rate, I would not walk into this meeting and throw out a 14% cap rate. If that is not how it's calculated, it is based on it. There's four steps you go through. I invite, to have the income approach done. You're going to find it's probably going to be a little bit higher because I did not take into account the income tax consideration when I did the cap rate. It will be higher. Cap rates are determined based upon the amount. Part of the major of the calculation is based upon how much debt versus equity you have in the project. And again, you do not take into account the intangible tax credits that are to the side. And then the last thing I'm going to say on this is how anyone would think that they could justify paying 2 months of taxes only on a project is unconscionable. I mean, 1/6 of my gross income is going to go to the county to pay real estate taxes? That makes no sense.
Well, all I got to say to you on that, the people that's not in the tax credit program is paying that.
Oh, I disagree totally with that. If I could get $600, $800, $900 a month rent, absolutely it makes sense. My rents are frozen. I can't do anything. The other thing that you have in front of you, and when you deal with a Section 42 property, the state requires a third-party audit. So Mr. Strahan and I have had a phone conversation. He says I never can rely. His words to me in October when I brought this up were, well, I can't rely on people's income. They make it up. You don't have that in Section 42. There's a third-party independent audit that verifies the numbers. So you've got the information to do the calculation, to do the valuation.
Is there any way to hire somebody to review the income approach that he's done and report back?
Is the report that's here, Bob, is it not sufficient?
It's sufficient evidence from this gentleman, and if you choose to go with what he says, then you can go his way.
Is this his evidence, or is this another firm that's done this?
That's a third-party audit.
That's a third-party audit.
On the income that you've gotten from it, but your calculations, your cap rate, all that sort of thing, you said you did that yourself.
I did the calculation. I based it upon these numbers. I based it upon the audited numbers.
And who chose the cap rate?
Who chose the cap rate? You don't choose the cap rate.
I understand. Who calculated
that? I calculated this cap rate.
It can fluctuate depending upon the method used to calculate the cap rate. All I'm saying is that someone else could do the same calculations and come up with different figures.
There is one. If you go back and you read the cases, there is one. Agreed upon calculation when you do the cap rate, and that is based. That is what the normal market would expect on a return on equity it's subjective. So one of the calculations, and I didn't have anything different to add to it, was that the return on equity was based upon, and it's just part of the calculation, was based upon a 15% return on equity is what a person would look for based upon the risk, so on and so forth, measuring when you go through and you look at the valuation. So, it's our contention that it ought to be based upon the income approach. I understand the Board of Equalization's, wanting to go through that calculation. I encourage you to do that because I do feel that the taxes would drop significantly based on this type of property.
I can just tell you that if in all due respect, if this is denied by this board and we take the non income capitalization approach of value
and it goes to the state tax commission, and this gentleman or his company fills it out properly at the state tax commission level, they will follow the Maryville properties cases at the state tax commission level, and they will reduce significantly the assessment. I don't know that they will go down to this gentleman's figures, because not being an accountant myself and not having spent a lot of time with his report that he gave us, I don't know if those are accurate, but I can tell you that the state tax commission will significantly reduce the assessment, and they will follow the Maryville properties cases as long as he fills his forms out properly. And I think James would agree with my statement.
Sure, I'm in total agreement with everything's been said here. Even this gentleman seemed to think I don't. All I'm saying to this board, this is the lowest new property I have ever seen or experienced in these cases.
How old
that
is it?
26 or 7% of market value.
It's 2 years old now.
2 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And actually what you're asking for is a reduction from, in a sense, $4 million valuation down to $948,000.
To $1 million valuation, correct. Correct.
Which is a 75% reduction.
It's a 75% reduction based upon the income calculation approach that has been supported by the Missouri Tax Commission. You may come up with something different. I will tell you that look at the cases, look at the assessed value in the various counties that and their net income. What you really need to understand about this is you look at the debt on those other pieces of property that the tax commission that was using a 7 or 8% cap rate, they had much higher debt. Their cap rate is going to be lower.
I understand everything okay. you're
so
saying.
So I'm just saying that it's a 14.9%. If we would have
the point I would make to
50% more debt on it, we'd be at a 7 or 8%.
The point I'd make to this gentleman is, though, with no disrespect to you, you're probably the most honorable man I know, for all I know. But
probably not.
You have evidence that you're presenting that you obviously would have a bias presenting that evidence. It would be in your interest to present the evidence in the best light to you. We don't have any countering evidence as to the income approach. At the very least, I would suggest to them that they ought to check out the approach that you used to make sure of its accuracy, since I don't think anyone here is an accountant, and then make their decision based on that, unless they want to do something different. But that would be my advice to them.
Okay.
Did you pay the taxes last year for 2008?
Yes, we paid. Yeah, we paid taxes based upon fair market value last year. We paid $38,800 of taxes.
Okay. Is that figure reflected in your profit and loss and showing the income and everything on this?
No, I added it back. I did not deduct it when I took my net income. I said, and again, it's in the letter, it said I added back the real estate taxes to get to my net cash flow before real estate taxes, because obviously that would skew the numbers if I was using $38,800, so I took it out. I did it in favor of this calculation. What will happen when we go back through this calculation is whoever you hire will come back in, and they will put in, there has to be taxes put in there of some value to get your net income. My net income will drop, therefore on the cap, on using net income capitalization, I could end up with a lower than what we're doing here. And again, I one of the things, and I try to be reasonable, is where I came to the assessed value is in the ballpark, very close within the ballpark of these cases that I presented to you of what the assessed value per unit was on low-income housing tax credit property. It isn't, you know, they're in the $2,500 to $4,000 range. I believe mine's calculation came to like $3,800 of assessed value per unit. However you get there, statewide, I can't imagine, because we're all restricted with rents, they really shouldn't change much. The assessed value should be fairly consistent across the state with this type of property, because we're all subject to restricted rents.
We did not find that to be the case. sir, and I respect what you say, but we have had low-income housing brought to us for approval by the commission that was stated that those rates would run from 430 to 480, and then when the people went to rent the places 2 years later, we have evidence of 680 to 660, 643, those kind of numbers on rent. So I don't know how they did it. That's not in this case, but I'm just bringing that up when you say that you are you have a fixed rate, because other low-income houses have not had that fixed rate.
Or else they violated one of the two.
Well, I don't. I'm not. All I'm doing is just stating what people came to us and talked about.
For the sake of time and things like that, I'd like to make a recommendation to that the board hires a third-party CPA or accountant to review this. This is not the only case we're going to have this entire BOE. Some that the BOE can hire to review the income approach, so we can make a decision. Because I don't think it's fair as my position to recommend wholeheartedly, blindly the numbers without doing some research myself. Not saying your numbers are wrong, just saying that I'd feel more comfortable having somebody else review the numbers and then come back. So
you want to make that into a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we table. Now, which ones are, is it, we have more than one of these properties.
Well, there's two of these that are the same.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Two buildings out there.
Then you have. How many cap rate cases do you have in front of us?
What I've done is this. When you get to 017, which is Country Ridge Residences 2, I'll just make a statement on this. That property, and what I did on my appeal of the valuation, what I did on it was it's the second phase of Country Ridge Phase 1. One we were just talking about has 60 units. We built another 40 units, identical. They share the same amenities, so on and so forth. What I did on Phase 2, because, again, I could give you the audit report, which is going to show we have a loss. You really can't base it on that because we weren't stabilized. The project wasn't stabilized. Let me back up. Project was stabilized, but there's only like 8 months of income because we just opened the project in May of 08. So I took the approach on Phase 2, 200906-0017, and based the valuation on those 40 units the same way I did. Just said, if Phase 1 is this, Phase 2, the next 40 units should be the same.
So what you're telling us, we're going to have to use the same yeah. approach. Now, what we're looking exactly. for is, do you have any others in your appeal that are not in the cost approach matter of price?
Are there any properties where your argument isn't a cap rate using the right. income approach? I mean, you know, using the income approach in the Maryville properties cases. Any of your, is that all of your properties? You're arguing Maryville
you have,
properties?
You have four listed.
Well, I have four listed. The third case, the third one, case 200906-0035 is Ridgecrest Residences. This is on Bird Road. This is 68 units that were under construction on January 1st.
Okay, let me stop that and make a motion for these first two. So the first three? What are the BOEs?
It's going to be two on the income approach because this one is a different argument. That
okay,
we
so the two income approaches, Cindy, if I'm not mistaken, are the 600, the what, the 1-6
and the 1-16 and 17.
16 and 17. So I'll make a motion. We table BOE number 060016 and 0017 pending a
further
investigation. And let's leave it at that. We'll just table it at that point until we get more information.
All right.
Second.
I would like to make a comment.
Yes.
I would recommend that you hire a certified commercial real estate appraiser or real estate appraiser of some kind to go out and find these numbers for you. It'll be more satisfactory. They do this as a for a living.
But this is an income approach. Wouldn't you want to look at the CPA side of it versus?
They are the CPA side of it also.
Okay.
they have to work both sides of it. Certified general would be great to go out and appraise these properties. After all, we are appraisers. We're not CPAs.
We want to get the most qualified person.
So well, and that's what I would say is we probably need to come up with some recommendations.
It's not going to cost a dime more.
Right. I would just say we'll come back with recommendations and we'll figure out who we're going to hire.
There's a motion on the floor.
Yep.
Okay, so the motion was to hire a third-party CPA to review the
or a third-party expert.
A third-party expert is probably a better word on those two cases.
Who seconded it? Was it Danny?
Chuck did.
Chuck seconded it.
Chuck seconded.
I think you should put on in the minutes for further investigation.
That's fine. You can amend that.
All right, there's been a motion. All in favor?
Jim, aye.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Danny, aye.
Rose, aye.
Okay.
5-0. Hold that for their investigation.
Keep you informed of what we're doing here.
Okay, so. Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, this other, the next one here, this Bird Road property, this is something that's under construction now?
Yes, it's still not complete.
No what, one's living in them?
They are now. We did not get, which I submitted as part of my packet, as of January 1st, 2009, all the units were under construction.
No one was living there on January 1st.
No one was living there. I submitted, and obviously, I should say obviously, Missouri Housing Development Corporation, Commission, excuse me, would not allow any occupancy until, and you can't rent to the group until you have units completed and certificates of occupancy. What my appeal is to the board is the fact that the only value that should be assessed for 2009 is the land value, that the buildings were not complete, they were not occupiable. How
complete were they on January 1, 2009?
50%, 75%.
Let me ask Mr. Bowles, what would you
As a whole project, well, they're opening in phases. So the whole project at that time is probably 75% complete.
I mean, they were uninhabitable.
But
I
they
mean,
were it, not, it, they were not, no one was in there.
No, okay. Okay. No sir.
Now, even with that now, though, your difference, you suggest a $29,000 market value, the appraised land.
I can cut to the chase on this one, gentlemen. There is a possibility in our eyes that we may have messed up on this one and came in later on in March or something. All I've asked them to provide is certificate of occupancy, and I would fess up and swallow the poison that we might have messed up and put this one on too early.
Okay.
All right.
But
what
if
about
they were, if they were 75% done? I mean, they had value there.
No.
No. You can't do it until you occupied.
Right. Now that these guys have taken up occupancy, we could do what you're referring to.
Okay. But the land had to be worth more than $29,000.
Yeah, because we hadn't made
that
adjustment
either. What I did, all I did was, because that was the value the previous year, I don't have the land values. And we'll obviously stipulate to, you know, the land value.
We're talking here about...
How many acres?
5 acres.
It's 5 acres.
Our recommendation to the board, and you can do whatever you want to, is just remove the structures from the actual numbers the assessor has. We've got the land for $251,000, and just remove the structures off of it and put them back.
Is that it?
As a proper
market.
That's acceptable. Oh, absolutely. Whatever the county has as far
You're fine, James?
I'm totally satisfied.
I'll make a motion to lower the or remove the improvements off of BOE number 060035, which would reduce his appraisal value to land only of $251,000 at the recommendation of the assessor.
Residential
second.
Rate. Second here. All in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Danny, aye.
Rose and I, 5-0, reduce that one to $251,000 for this year.
Commercial. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. The last one you've got is what? 36.
Well, this one we just passed, will it be a similar case?
Yes, it will.
And exactly. Next year. If he provided the information of occupancy, we just got to swallow it.
He's the agent.
Okay, but this is commercial land?
Residential, that's what I was...
So we need to change it to from commercial to residential and put it back at the appraisal of the land?
Wait a minute, we got to talk to my...
Well, this is under residential now.
It's up...
$251,000 is under residential.
Well, we're on 036,
we're talking a different project. Is
zero
this warehouse, Gary?
No.
036 now. We've already voted on that. They voted on the apartment, which is residential. Now they just put up the warehouse, which would be...
Are we to the warehouse now?
We're now going to the warehouse.
Oh, okay, yes.
It wasn't done either, you said.
It wasn't occupiable.
But it's still commercial.
But it is commercial.
We want to leave it commercial.
Okay. Cool. All right, so the assessor's saying the building was too early, and we're fine with that. Okay. Is everyone catching up?
You were not using this building either on January 1st.
No, sir. Oh, no, sir. We didn't receive the certificate of occupancy until March 13th, and the tenants moved in April 1st.
Just the value of the land classified commercial.
You're good with that?
$150,000?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At how much? $150,000?
$150,000. $282,000. All right. I'll make a motion that we remove... off of BOE case number 060036, remove the structure, which is the improvements, leaving the appraised land value at commercial level at $150,282.
Second.
Chuck seconds. All in favor say aye.
Jim aye.
Dave aye.
Chuck aye.
Danny aye.
Bob aye.
5-0.
All right, we'll let you know on the other one. Thank you.
Thank you.
That takes care of the four then. The two of them will be referred back, and we'll be back in touch.
Okay.
You know these two have been reduced.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Dr. Rose, I thought it was important to share some information with you and the board. I heard from two beautiful ladies upstairs that one of our commissioners has been keeping a secret from us, and that is that today is Jim Strophis's birthday. So I'm here to wish him happy birthday.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our condolences.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
When you get to be my age, that's what you get.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
I look good for 100, don't I? All right.
Well, see, we have nothing scheduled now until 10:45 in the Branson Hills Community District.
And actually, the ones at 10:45 ought to be pretty simple.
I think that he's here now. We're just scanning in his
office. For phone?
It's a phone one, right? The Branson Hills CID?
Okay, I'm sorry. Ozarks Water.
Ozarks Water here?
They're here.
Oh, well, by all means, bring them in. According to that, we're not supposed to do that till 11 p.m.
We're doing good.
You want to take a five-minute recess?
I don't think we need one yet, do we?
Okay.
We don't have anybody here yet.
But I just wondered who was going to be here at 11 p.m.
Correct. David Castellano. Evidently, he's come early.
You missed my statement.
11
p.m.
Oh, p.m. Hey, yeah. You know, I thought it would be you, Dr. Rose. That's
why you camping
out here.
Dr. Rose, it's going to be about 5 minutes before the Ozarks guy can come in.
Okay, anybody want to take a quick break?
Ask or don't ask, we may have to take it. You got the microphone skills?